Welcome to the Parsha Pick Me Up, a podcast that offers just one brief insight into the weekly Torah portion. Why are we here? Who do we work for? The book of Vayikra opens with a seemingly innocuous verse. Hashem called to Moses and spoke to him out of the tent of meeting, saying. Each word and phrase, however, carries so much meaning. Rashi explains regarding the last word, lemor, saying. This implies, go and speak subdued words with them. It is for your sake, Moshe must tell the people, that God communicates with me. And indeed, we find that this was so. For all the 38 years during which Israel in the wilderness were placed, as it were, under excommunication, from the time of the incident of the spies and onwards, there was no intimate conversation of God with Moses. Indeed, as Rashi points out elsewhere, after the sin of the spies, the verb, and he spoke, vayidaber, is not used. Only the less direct vayomer, and he said, implying a distance between God and Moses. Moshe may be the greatest person alive, not only in his own time, but for all time. No one else would experience his close relationship with God. No one else could know, teach, accomplish, and impact so much. Yet, God speaks with him closely only on behalf of the people of Israel. As great as Moshe is, God makes time for him in this way because of the people that he serves. And so we must ask ourselves, who do I serve? What great service do I do that makes me worthy of another's attention? Which people do I help so that God himself must now pay me attention? Soldiers on the front lines will have an easy time answering these questions. They serve the people of Israel. They are worthy of our attention. They may turn to God and ask for a sense of closeness. And the rest of us? Who do we serve? Who do we help? What are we doing for our communities, our schools, our people, our future? There is no more important question to be asking right now. God called and spoke to Moshe, calling him to speak to the people, calling upon him to see himself as their servant. We must each be seeking ways to do the same. Thank you for joining me for another episode of Parsha Pick Me Up. Please share this episode with a friend or leave a review if you enjoyed it. If you have questions or comments, write to me at rabbi@ush.org. Please come, daven, learn, and join us in Shul. We'd love to see you.